solitude and secrecy became the hallmark of many artists. Michelangelo allowed no one, not even the Pope, to come near him while he worked. Another celebrated artist would seldom admit his friends, let alone other artists, to his studio. His explanation was that one should never show one's work to anybody before it was completed. Why this insistence on creating in solitude? Apart from professional and artistic jealousies, it was the need for undisturbed concentration which made solitude necessary. Goya, at the threshold of the Romantic Age, talked persuasively about looking into himself as a spiritual monologue. It seems that this attitude is a sure sign of a highly developed individualism. To the outsider, it might appear to be a self-centered demand for special consideration by the elect few.